The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, April the 13th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled The CIA Launched Project MKUltra 71 Years Ago Today. And the time is 7:51 a.m. here in the UK, making it 2:51 a.m. on the east coast rather of America, and 9 minutes to midnight on the west coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so let's move on to a quick rundown of my favourite shows in the last week. This is really for your benefit, not for mine. I've listened to them. I just type up things in case you're short of things to listen to that I enjoyed, and you may as well, or you may not. We may have different tastes. But first up is Robert Ravolt's Sunday Show, which was excellent as always, and probably the best presentation I heard during the build-up to the eclipse, which turned out to be a nothing burger. But nevertheless, with all the information out there, I certainly believe something major could happen, and I'm relieved that it did not. I had a thought, though. It would be interesting if someone were to produce a timeline of nothing burgers and post it on the internet. Then we can see just how many dates we have been waiting for with bated breath over recent years. So if any of you are aware of such a post, please email me at andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. That's andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com, and I will report on that on one of my shows. Anyway, you can find Robert's show at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Just select Robert Ravolt from the drop-down box under the show host tab on the right-hand side of the website, and it will take you to a page of his most recent shows. And I think even if you just listen to before the callers called in, not disrespecting the callers, but that's when he got most of the information out, if not all of it, about the eclipse and, you know, why he thought something big was going to happen. It's very difficult to dispute what he put together. So if you want to, after the event, go back and sort of, you know, there's a tendency afterwards, yeah, we knew nothing was going to happen. And I kind of did, but there was that 10% of me that there is every time, like, could this be it? So most of us, if you're listening to this and you're a truth seeker, I think most of you would, well, yeah, we've been fooled so many times, but it's going to happen at some point. We know that. So, yeah, I think that he made, personally, the best case for something big happening in the eclipse. And the other thing is what he says there, it could still be relevant to other dates. I remember Pastor James P. Wickstrom years ago talking about 2012, and he said, well, 2012 actually happened ages ago, before 2012, because he referred to the Gregorian calendar and how the Gregorian calendar was imposed upon us, which is why we have to have all this nonsense with leap years every 4 years. I'm not going to get into it because I don't know a lot about it, but it was only a few hundred years ago, I believe, when, you know, originally the new year was April the 1st, and that was where April Fool's Day came for people who still believe that the new year started on April the 1st. Isn't that interesting? Even back then, people that disputed what the establishment were doing were ridiculed. So anyway, I do digress, don't I? But let's move on to the Jeff Rentz program from last Monday with Donald Jeffries, Erica Khan and Mitchell Henderson. And that's an interesting way to start my Tuesday, which I start all my Tuesdays with. I tend to get through at least the first hour with Don before I call Dr. Peter Hammond to record our Tuesday show. And you can generally listen to these hours for free under their respective guest columnist sections on the left-hand column of Rentz.com, as they do not tend to be behind the subscriber paywall. So if you want to hear any of those hours, I think the Mitchell Henderson start of his hour was very interesting. I have a different view of who the Israelites were, but a lot of the information in there I found very fascinating to listen to. Fockham Hall radio show from last Monday that you can find on fockhamhallradio.com. Just click the BitChute link on the website for the show entitled Orchestrated Rumours in the Dark. Good title, presented by Eric von Essex with Nathan from Teesside, who is one of Eric's regular collaborators and continues to be one of my favourite conversational shows out there. Next, after moaning about Steve Quayle last week, I have to say his Thursday the April the 4th show with Doug Hagman entitled The Gates of Hell Are Exploding Open as Global Mayhem Accelerates, which I had queued up to listen to after last Saturday's show, was a welcome return to form, with no mention of satellite phones at all. So I'll be tuning into him again. And incidentally, the song Satellite by the Hooters is one of the best songs I've ever heard, so please check it out. You won't be disappointed. Next, Nick Griffin's Tuesday show, Child Sacrifice, Abortion and Net Zero, that you can find at purged.tv, was very interesting. Nick explained that the reason these elites plan to stop us flying and eating meat, etc., was because they want to take us back to a feudal system in which only the elites are entitled to such a lifestyle. This reminded me of what Dr. Rima Labo said to Jesse Ventura on his conspiracy series, the only one that was deleted, actually was never rebroadcast, that episode. It reminded me of what Dr. Rima Labo said to Jesse Ventura about that female head of state she had as a patient, who told her it was almost time for the great culling as we move from a mercantile system back to a feudal system, which is actually the Kuhnhof-Kalergi plan if you look at who proposes to be at the top and who he proposes to be at the bottom. Kuhnhof-Kalergi, I'm saying there. Okay. Next, in an interview with John B. Wells, Dustin Nemo's claim that the murder of a child was the underlying cause of the Bolshevik Revolution, something I've never heard before, and you can find that show at nemosnewsnetwork.com. Next, the comment of the week, and this is from a Before It's News article entitled Today, April the 9th, in a private ceremony, Trump will be crowned King of Israel. And here is the comment from GJ. Trust the plan, Bolshevik counterintelligence Operation Trust. Same program, 100 years apart. Look it up, idiots. Read a book now and again. These people are not smarter than you. They just know you are lazy and never look into anything for yourselves. Last time, around hundreds of millions starved to death. Also bought the bad guys in power an extra 60 years. Next, that show I didn't listen to last week from Before It's News, must-see documentary, The Synagogue of Satan, Amazing Secrets Revealed. As I always say, go figure. Next, my favourite show of the week, which actually aired on Friday, April the 5th, but I hadn't heard it until after last week's show, although I mentioned it as something I had queued up listened to, was Free Sam Melia Demo Political Prisoner Update with Laura Towler, which you can find on Mark Collett's BitChute channel, and provided updates to four political prisoners in the UK, Sam Melia, James Allchurch, aka Sven Longshanks, James Costello, and Chris Kearney, aka Charlie Big Potatoes. And finally, every week I'm going to endeavour to listen to a show I've never heard before and report on it here. This week, from Before It's News, alert, officials warn cities of 9/11 attack in US. Get out. It's going to get ugly. There's a reason these people are being let in to overtake us. And this took me to a YouTube channel by a guy called Patrick Humphrey with 96,500 subscribers. That's pretty good going. I had just over 30,000 before I pulled mine, out of disgust at the amount of censorship friends of mine on YouTube were being subjected to. Anyway, this was a 15-minute show, and whilst the title tells you all you need to know, it was still worth a listen. And let's close up with some headlines from independent news websites. So just go into, I mentioned last week the Brave browser had stopped working whenever you clicked on any link that had a YouTube video in it. They seem to have fixed it. I didn't notice any updates or anything, but it's working again now, so I'm back on the Brave. So we'll start off at the bottom of my little list here. My independent news list that I run, well, I run through each site, so it's not worth running through it all now on titles because we'll get through it one by one. But we're going to start off at the bottom with RT.com. US bans Russian metals. Washington and London have limited trading of Russian aluminium, copper and nickel on their exchanges. That's their top headlines. And US sends reinforcements to defend Israel. Yes, we'll probably get into more of that in other websites. So let's see what the others are saying. Go over to rents.com and thank Jeff for hosting two of my shows each week. The Dr. Peter Hammond show on the Tuesday and the Limish show, which I presume goes out on the Monday. Rents.com. So we've got four videos at the top. I haven't checked those out yet. And scroll down to the headline news. And when you see headline news, I mentioned earlier about columnists, you can see that heading on the left there. So it's just a case of scrolling down until you see the ones you're looking for. And you probably find some in there that I haven't mentioned that you may want to listen to. And these shows that are in there are free. So check it out. And if you like them, then why not become a subscriber like myself? Now, the top story I noticed earlier, Russell Bentley missing for 4 days from his Donetsk home. Top war journalist vanishes. Russell is a kind and brave man writing the truth. Now, Russell Bentley has been on Jeff Rents for years, and he got some sort of military background or something, but he moved to the Ukraine, to the area where the Russians were living that was being shelled all those years that the West did absolutely nothing about. Of course, that was completely fine, even though it was essentially Ukraine attacking Russians in their own country, in the same way that the West had no problem when Poland was attacking Germans in their own country in a barbaric manner. But I digress again. Well, Russell Bentley was a regular guest of Jeff Rents. The headline says it all. An interesting aside from that is I used to listen to a guy called Joel Skousen on Jeff Rents' show, and I always used to almost have like a Joel Skousen test because he sounded so level-headed, the way he talked about things. And you know, I would sort of listen to a bit of Tim Riefat, who was a lot of fun, and then kind of run it by listen to what Joel Skousen had to say. And he would do we are going to be attacked by North Korea and China, but it's not going to be to what, 2028 or something like that. Something a few years down the line anyway. But Jeff revealed that there'd been some sort of disagreement, or, well, all I can say is what I remember Jeff saying, that Joel Skousen took umbrage at the fact that Jeff had this Russell Bentley on, known as Russell Texas Bentley, I think was how he was originally known. And refused to continue appearing on the Jeff Rents programme unless Jeff dropped Russell Bentley, and Jeff said he wouldn't, and so Joel Skousen has never been back. He used to be on, I think, every other week. And then there was another guy called Charles R. Smith, and I remember some of the first shows I heard with him. I found him a bit, I don't know, not that interesting. I don't mean to be rude, but I found that. But then I started listening to more of his stuff, and he had a really, really dry sense of humour. And he started bringing that out more, and I used to enjoy that hour. I think it alternated week to week with, at some point anyway. But we keep Russell Bentley in our prayers. What would happen if the big one hit California? Video shows how 7+ magnitude earthquake would rip through Los Angeles in seconds, killing thousands, probably. A lot more than that, but that takes you to a Daily Mail article. It's one of their simulations, so you'll have a lot of graphics and all that. But if you're not using Brave Browser, you will also be bombarded with loads of adverts either side of the screen. So just a little warning for you there. And also, funny enough, just one little point on that. When I was using Google Chrome for a while the Brave wasn't working, if you open Daily Mail in it, because I had Adblock on that, something would come up. I'll just do it now and look at some more headlines, because this just gives you a taste of the arrogance of the Daily Mail. So, obviously, they don't want you to block ads. But what they actually say on there, when you load it up, and I'll see how long it takes to come up. I'll block that. Daily Mail wants to show notifications, so I'll block that. We'll go back to it in a second. No, here it is. It's come up. It just says, Mail Online, please allow ads on our site. Looks like you're using an ad blocker. We rely on advertising to help fund our site. And then allow ads. So it says, please allow ads on our site. Not go away. But what it does is this box remains in the centre of the screen. The screen is greyed out behind it, so you can't really read the stuff. And it's just like, please allow ads on our site. Well, you're not asking. You're basically saying you're not allowed to read this unless you allow ads. That's what it should say. Because you can't read it. You can't get rid of this please allow ads on our site pop-up. And this just goes to show the arrogance of these people. Rather than be honest and say, right, we don't allow people to look at it without ads or using an ad blocker, and that's why we've blocked it here, they lie to you by saying, please allow ads, when, you know, if you say, no, I'm not going to, or we'll still read it, you can't read it unless you allow ads, certainly on the Google Chrome platform, and that's why I don't use that, and I use brave.com. Okay, let's move over to halturnerradioshow.com and look at the latest news on the right hand side. The website's gone through a bit of an overhaul now, so just look down the few headlines here. Turkey denies US permission to use airspace to attack Iran. Then Russia to United Nations, prepare for unconditional capitulation, rather, of Ukraine. Russia fires ICBM, sends unmistakable message. And then Qatar, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates urge citizens to leave Israel and Iran immediately. And there was some other stuff I saw from the... Here we are. Yeah, France evacuates families of diplomats from Israel. UK tells citizens to leave Israel. Well, again, I don't believe anymore that there's these different powers fighting each other. I think they're all controlled by the same group. And all you're going to see here is theatre. So we haven't seen any attack yet. And I'd be surprised if we do. Or if we do, if it's going to be anything of any significance that's going to, you know, be a devastating attack, or just going to be some sort of token thing to, you know, that sort of thing that if someone hits you in the playground, you might go back and give them a hit back, but you don't want to blow it up because you're worried that, you know, you might have that person then come and beat you properly. But you don't want to look like you're going to let them get away with it with nothing. So there you go. That's my opinion. I just believe that the whole world is now controlled by this one particular satanic group. And we're just treated to these sort of skirmishes to try and convince us that there are opposing factions out there, in the same way that in every country we seem to have a two-party system that also is controlled by the same group. Okay, let's move on to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website. Thank Mark for continuing to support this show. Now, I saw this the other day, and I was going to download it. And I probably will now. This is the top video on this website. They want to kill you, and here's how they'll do it. This is a Dr. Vernon Coleman video. It's 27 minutes and 18 seconds. It's on Rumble, and the link is at the very top of earthnewspaper.com. So it may well be worth a look. I think I will be checking that out later, actually. I've only got one show from yesterday queued up so far. We've got a quote at the top from G. Edward Griffin. Knowledge by itself is not power, but it holds the potential for power if we use it as a guide for action. Truth will always be defeated by tyranny unless the people are willing to step forward and put their lives into the battle. The future belongs not to ideas, but to people who act on those ideas. And that's the quote, and that's my problem, because having put the Synagogue of Satan book out in 2006 and got it to a wide audience through Textmars in March of 2007, when it was all over Amazon, really selling well. I've shared the image before of the Conspiracies Top 100, where both that book and the updated, expanded and uncensored version occupied positions 1 and 2. So I'm pleased I went in at that time, saw it, screenshot it and saved it. But even with all that, and over 100 reviews on each of them, very high scores, and it would have probably been a close 5 out of 5, but when the updated, expanded, and uncensored one came out, and wasn't actually yet available, I remember there was like 8 one-star reviews just appear, so I wonder who put those up. Obviously, dishonest people, because the book wasn't available for sale yet, it had just been listed. So there you go, work that one out for yourself. Okay, let's move on to censored.news. The Mike Adams News Aggregate website. And we've got at the... I noticed this the other day, haven't looked at it. Congress introduces ADL-backed Countering Anti-Semitism Act to police online speech. That's an Information Liberation article from the hand-picked breaking news headlines section at the top of the website. Denver plans to defund its police force to pay for illegal immigrants is another one. Just goes to show where people's priorities are, not just in Denver, but throughout the Western world. And then you will see a pattern emerging, and you'll only work out what is going on in the world if you follow the pattern, in my humble opinion. So, that being said, let's jump over to beforeitsnews.com. and do our weekly top 10. And this is, I'm just going to have a sip of water. This is the top 10 on beforeitsnews.com as of 8:12 a.m. UK time on Saturday, April the 13th, 2024. Okay, so I'll just scroll down. Number 10. Went up 8 hours ago, got 89 people viewing it. Best and Taylor, Night Shadows, Large Anomaly off Antarctica, System Glitch or Major Ocean Changes. Number 9, went up a day ago, got 98 people viewing it. Kim Go-Gwen, Full Situation Update, Red Hats, Black Hats, White Hats, The War is Happening Now video. Yes, they love their hats, don't they? Number 8, went up 4 hours ago, got 109 people viewing. New Shari Ray, It Just Happened, Trump 2024 Intel. Do feel sorry for people who think that Trump's going to help them out. Did they not ever hear of January the 6th and why he never pardoned these people? Or it, well, could be because it was an operation that was designed and he happily participated in it. Okay, let's go to number 7, went up 13 hours ago. 135 people viewing. New Benjamin Fulford, emergency alert, something big coming. Report all agencies, new pandemic. Number 6, went up 8 hours ago, 176 people viewing. On the fringe, Israel is in great danger. Israel's demise is Biden's folly. Must video. Be very surprised if that comes to fruition. Number 5, went up a day ago, got 217 people viewing. Gene Decode and David Nino Rodriguez. The eclipse is the end of the cabal. The aftermath video. the aftermath of what? Okay. Number four went up 7 hours ago, 228 people viewing. X22 report, Deep State will unleash their weapon after May. The people are becoming united under Trump. Enough said. Number three went up 4 hours ago, 257 people viewing. Situation update, Iran could attack Israel at any moment. Iran also warns of attacks on US targets. Number two went up 11 hours ago, 276 people viewing. New cliff high, street justice coming in 40 days. Great slaughter of immigrants, depopulation agenda. Yes. Again, I'll believe that when I see it. And number one went up 11 hours ago, 356 people viewing. New Dr. Jim Willey, false flag event coming, 101, gold, US dollar, revolution, April 2024. So that being said, let's play the closing music. I want to thank all of you for joining me today for I'm Talking to You, episode 114, the CIA launched Project MKUltra 71 years ago today. I hope this is the start of a wonderful weekend for you all. I'll be back with you again tomorrow. And until then, folks, have a wonderful day and bye for now.